under the rubric, the question, anything new, just share three snippets from three different biblical characters as recorded, both two in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. The first is Moses. The Lord says to Moses, "So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" The Lord promises that he will go with him. God says, "Tell them I am who I am has sent me to you." But what does Moses say? "But suppose they do not believe me or listen to me, but say, 'The Lord did not appear to you.'" So the Lord gives to Moses a staff that can work various miracles. And again, upon telling Moses to go and free the people to go to Pharaoh, Moses says to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor even now that you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Oh Lord, please send someone else." Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, "What of your brother Aaron the Levite? I will send him with you." And then Jonah. We all have heard of Jonah. "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, 'Go at once to Nineveh, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.' But Jonah set out to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid his fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord." And finally, Zechariah in the New Testament, in the birth narratives as recorded in Luke, you remember that he has been elected as a priest to stand there in the altar. And he is told by the angel that his wife, aged in years, will have a son, and she is to name him John. And Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as summer draws to its conclusion, so does the time of summer vacations. And many of you, when you traveled to the beach or to the mountains or to a faraway country, took a camera along with you. Maybe it was your camera in your phone, but you took some sort of camera with you. And the pictures you take and post online or print out serve as mementos of your trip. These snapshots are but a glimpse of a particular experience you have had. Not the full picture, such as a snapshot of the Grand Canyon or the Great Smoky Mountains or Disney World, cannot capture the full essence of each of these places. Your snapshot is but a glimpse of a larger picture. Now, it is this snapshot approach that we would take this morning in our topic, the question, anything new? We will view a snapshot of three biblical characters, Moses and Jonah and Zechariah. Just a snapshot, not their lives in full. God called Moses. God made it clear to Moses that he was to be sent on a mission. God tapped Moses on the shoulder to be the one to lead the people out of Israel, who have been in bondage in Egypt for 400 years, into freedom. But what snapshot do we have of Moses there in the wilderness at Mount Horeb, the mountain of God? "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God assures Moses he will be with him and even tells him his name, as enigmatic as it is. What is Moses' response again? But suppose they do not believe me or listen to me, but say, the Lord didn't really appear to you. So God provides for Moses a staff with which Moses can work miracles as proof of God's promise. And again, what is Moses' response? Oh, my Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor even now that you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So Moses responds to the call of God, not once, not twice, not three times, but still a fourth time. Oh, my Lord, please send someone else. Until the Lord finally cries out in exasperation, oh, for crying out loud, Moses, okay, I'll use your brother Aaron to help with the speaking. And so it was, finally, that Moses agrees to the Lord's call and leads God's people out of captivity into the marvelous light of freedom. Thus, our snapshot of Moses. God called Jonah. God made it clear to Jonah that he was to go on a mission. God tapped Jonah on the shoulder to be the one to preach God's word of judgment to the people of Nineveh. Yet, what snapshot do we have of Jonah? But Jonah set out to flee to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid his fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. Our snapshot pictures Jonah on board this ship with a big smile on his face. For you see, Nineveh is that way and Tarshish is that way. But the Almighty responds, there was a terrible storm with the result that Jonah is thrown overboard after a rather unexpected vacation in the belly of a fish. For Jonah apparently did some good old-fashioned soul-searching. Jonah did go to Nineveh. There he talked to God's people and led them in God's way. Our snapshot of Jonah. God called Zechariah. God made it clear to Zechariah that he and Elizabeth would have a son who would prepare the way of the Lord. God tapped Zechariah on the shoulder as the one through whom he, the Almighty, would work. But what snapshot do we have of Zechariah? But this is impossible. I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years. In such a way, Zechariah responded to the angel of the Lord. But the Almighty said, oh, shut up, Zechariah. And Zechariah did shut up. For 9 months he was mute, unable to speak. And then John was born, and Zechariah's tongue was loosed, and the way was prepared by John for the Christ. Our snapshot of Zechariah. And so, our snapshots of Moses, Jonah, and Zechariah, let us note the response on the part of these individuals to the call of God. The immediate response is, oh, come on now, Lord, be sensible, not me. Today, God calls a man, a woman, a youth in this congregation. God makes it clear to this man, woman, or youth that she is called or he is called to share her faith through the teaching of children or youth or adults, or to become an officer. Or to tutor someone who is having difficulty reading, to transport someone to a nearby clinic, to serve as a friend to a young boy or girl on probation, to lead a group of young people or adults on a mission work experience. Yet, what so often is the snapshot we have of the response to God's call? Oh, come on now, Lord, be sensible, not me. I'm not skilled enough to teach. I'm too busy with work to schedule a time to tutor someone or transport someone to a medical center. I'm too busy to deliver meals. I've got to prepare meals myself. You know, Lord, I've got my book club and tennis team and golf foursome and the family. If I had time, Lord, I'd do what you ask and more. But not now. A modern snapshot. Now, in all of our snapshots, past and present, there is one theme that ties them together. In each instance, God's call is to minister to people. As with Moses, Jonah, and Zechariah, so with the youth, the woman, the man. God's call is to care for those whom he has created. Thus, whenever you or I are invited to minister to the needs of others, we would do well to ask ourselves the question, is this God's call to me? Is God tapping me on the shoulder to minister in such a way? As with Moses, Jonah, and Zechariah, so often our response to God's call is, oh, come on now, Lord, be sensible, not me. You know, I wonder if God ever hears anything new from us, his children. Moses, I'm a terrible speaker. Today, I can't talk to people. Jonah, he takes off in another direction. Today, there are those trying to outdistance Jonah. Zechariah, this is impossible today. Lord, you've got your wires crossed. You think you're talking to someone else, not me. You know, I wonder if God ever hears anything new from us, his children. Now, before you get weary of my words and say, wait a minute, Rick, you're being a little harsh. I'm trying to be faithful, and I am active, both within this congregation and beyond in responding to human need, just like you're talking about, so lay off. You might even point out, rightly so, that there is another stream of response running through Scripture. For instance, you remember when God called Abram? What was Abram's response? And Abram went as the Lord commanded him. And how about Isaiah? One of the favorite hymns of this congregation is based on Isaiah's response. Here I am, Lord, send me. And what about Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she was visited by the angel Gabriel? Let it be to me according to thy word. Indeed, many of you have responded positively to God's call. God has tapped you on the shoulder, and you have answered by teaching Sunday school or driving the minibus or volunteering for the soup kitchen or tutoring a child or helping to build a Habitat for Humanity house. And that's good news. And you know what? God's going to continue to call us. God's going to continue to call us to minister in Christ's name here in the Caldwells and beyond. So may these snapshots awake us to the danger of sounding like a stuck record. Oh, come on, Lord, be sensible, not me. Yes, indeed, whenever you and I are invited to minister to the needs of others, we would do well to ask ourselves the question, is this God's call to me? Is God tapping me on the shoulder to minister in such a way? Anything new coming from this congregation? I am confident that there will be many new and innovative ways of serving others in the name of Christ, both now and in the days, weeks, months, even years ahead. Praise be to God that it is so.